Welcome to Wells Daily Devotions from whataboutjesus.com.
From Titus chapter 2, verses 11 through 14. For the grace of God that offers salvation to all people has appeared. It teaches us to say no to ungodliness and worldly passions, and to live self-controlled, upright, and godly lives in this present age while we wait for the blessed hope, the appearing of the glory of our great God and Savior, Jesus Christ, who gave himself for us to redeem us from all wickedness and to purify for himself a people that are his very own, who are eager to do what is good. One of the most popular secular songs of Christmas warns, "You better watch out. You better not cry. You better not pout. I'm telling you why. Santa Claus is coming to town." And people sing it with gusto. He knows if you've been bad or good, so be good for goodness sake. In other words, be good, otherwise no goodies for you. Be good so you can get good things in return. How different is the grace of God that offers salvation to all people? God's grace in Jesus is completely removed from anything I do, good or bad. God is the only one who truly knew what I needed, so he gave it to me through Jesus. Jesus gave himself for me by paying for all my bad with his blood. Jesus purified me. Jesus was wrapped in strips of cloth and laid in a manger. Years later, he was wrapped in strips of cloth and placed in a tomb. That tomb is now empty because of God's love for us. Now I belong to him. I know God loves me and wants me in heaven with him. God's Christmas love teaches us to say a big no to sin and a bigger thank you to the Savior. It teaches us to be good for Jesus' sake, not because he's watching us, but because he died and rose for us. God's grace did this, not just for you and me. He did it for everyone. So joy to the world, the Lord is come. We pray, Lord Jesus, thank you for making me clean of sin inside by giving yourself. May I live every day of life for you while I await your glorious return. Amen.
Thank you for listening. For more devotions, please go online to whataboutjesus.com and click on Daily Devotions. God bless your day.